I'm not going to say that Coca-Cola, or not going to imply that Coca-Cola is a charitable organization and that we're in anywhere around the world just because we want to help the people. But aside of making a profit in Colombia and for Colombia as an enterprise, the company is very much aware that in countries that are withstanding an internal conflict, our presence is, or the presence of multinational and large local companies, is the only source of legitimate employment opportunities for a lot of people who otherwise would be lured by the easy money of a lot of illegal businesses that are having a big influence in the country. For a lot of people, it would be easier to be lured by either drug trafficking or belonging to an illegal group who is handling the drug business. The fact that we are there makes it possible for 6,000 families to have a dependable and legitimate job. And that could be said of other multinational companies in Colombia. So basically, if we pull out, we're condemning the country and its people to either not have any employment, be jobless, or resort to the business that has been the cancer of the situation in Colombia. It would really make things worse. And I think it's not the business sector alone is not going to be able to overcome the situation. It's a national reconciliation process in which business, government, NGOs, labor unions, all the sectors of society are working together towards a solution. And that was the idea behind the foundation. It's a very innovative social responsibility model, which is already being praised by the USAID and by the United Nations, because we created the skeleton of a foundation. We invited very renowned and credible representatives from different sectors of society, of every political background you can imagine and ideological position you can imagine. When they accepted to be part of the foundation, we said, okay, we're going to give you $10 million, $2 million per year during the next 5 years. And we took a step back. We cut every link to the foundation in connection with decision-making process, everything. And we told them, here's the money. We think the solution for Colombia is channeling those funds to job creation and education programs for the victims of violence. You, with different, very different backgrounds, you have to find the common denominator in you amongst yourselves and decide who is going to receive that money and in which amount and so forth. And we will not be part of it because we do not want to generate any suspiciousness of our business concern contaminating the decision-making process.